What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking all about my thoughts of the new Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which has just been released by Fox. And it is just smashed its way to the top of the charts. But before we do that, remember to hit that subscribe button on YouTube or on the audio platforms so you can keep up with our daily episodes. So I know, James, you've not actually seen this movie.
I haven't. It's nothing against the movie. It's nothing against Queen or anything like that. It's just music movies don't really do much for me, so not really my genre. That said, if I was going to see one, this would actually probably be near the top of the list. I do like it. You know, most of their popular songs, I should say. I don't know their unpopular songs. So.
Yes, see, I as a teenager, somehow we were on a school trip to France, and the only tape we had was a Queen Greatest Hits. And I think being stuck on a bus for 5 days with everyone, we got to know Queen very well. And ever since then, I've just like really enjoyed them. So I've been a Queen fan since I was a kid and always liked the music and stuff. So I had a bit of an opportunity while my wife was out shopping to hit the cinema, and this would just come out. So it's like, okay, let's go take a bit of a punt on this one. And I really enjoyed it. It was I think being in the cinema as well helped, because it was loud and you had the speakers turned up and there's lots of music, and it was, you know, the room was rocking literally because of the when they were performing, you got the feel of it because the audio was in line and properly, you know, when they were doing the clapping and everything, the place felt it was moving, you know. Even as I was walking back from going and seeing another movie, you know, I could hear the music coming out of the doors as you're walking by it. And people were like singing when they were walking by it outside, because that's the power of Queen. But that really does help, which you don't get maybe at home when you're watching on Netflix or something like that. So that was a big thing. It was very, I would say, a little bit sugar-coaty. It wasn't full on, like, you know, there was all about the rise of Queen. It was a bit like glossy. They kind of didn't go too much into depth on like Freddie Mercury, of like him dying. They kind of left that bit of him kind of, you know, and him struggling with his sexuality. And they didn't really go too much into his into when he was at his wildest. They showed stuff, but it was very tame. I think it was very well done. I think it was very well done for like the mainstream audiences. I mean, it was kind of a bit odd because I was reading all these reviews after I seen it, and all the reviews are very kind of like, no. But the audience reviews have been very good. And quite a few people I know on Facebook and stuff have been talking about it and how they enjoyed it. And it's done really good numbers over the weekends. Just looking at the box office results before we recorded, it's the number one movie in the world right now. And it's that thing of, I'm wondering if critics went in expecting a movie that they weren't given, whereas the audience are going in and getting the movie they wanted. That kind of, you know, maybe the critics wanted something a lot more deeper and the fans didn't really want that.
I mean, this would hardly be the first time this month, probably, let alone this year, that kind of thing happens. The fact is, critics and moviegoers tend to actually go for very, very different reasons. Keeping in mind that most critics see 4 movies a week and every week of the year, and then they've got to write about it. So by the time they get to, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody or Venom or something like that, they're just like, it wasn't amazing, so I'd giving it a 50% or whatever. So as I would always say with when it comes to reviewers, even as casual reviewers, we're nowhere near on that level. I'd still say, you know, you've got to make your own decision based on what's out there, and you've kind of got to go with people who kind of tend to agree with your point of view. Because I know I was looking at the IMDb for it and Rotten Tomatoes score, and I think it's like 53% last time I looked, and it's like, it's not really. But I know so many people who are like, I am going to see this weekend, this past weekend, yeah. and we're just totally going to go nuts and just enjoy it. And I have no doubt that they loved it. These are people
it was a bit of an odd one, because like I said, there was a buzz on my, or even on my social media, of people which don't tend to like do, you know, when they're talking about like movies, you know, they're not normally buzzing about movies, or they really in like, it seems like this movie has caught the attention of maybe a different audience than the traditional cinema goes, and got people in that don't normally go. And I think because it is about Queen and a different generation, you know, maybe if you are younger and you're not too familiar with it, it's not going to appeal to you, etc. I really enjoyed it. I remember being a kid when Freddie Mercury was going through all this and he died and stuff, because I was only a teenager. You know, it was a big story. And looking back on it now, of like the 80s and stuff, of, you know, this wouldn't happen now in the same way, because he would have been caught out because of social media and people with cell phones and stuff. And he probably would have been completely open, fine with being open. But at the time, he couldn't do it. It was not seen done. And, you know, getting back together with Queen to do, like, you know, they really pushed Live Aid, and obviously it was a big thing. And I just really enjoyed it. He was a bit sugarcoat. I mean, I did jump in afterwards, and you know, that kind of thing where you go see a movie and you like, you want to learn more, and you start actually reading, like maybe where the movie was a little bit like veered off to the left. Whereas, you know, I wanted to learn more because I really enjoyed it. And I came out and I'm like, this was a really fun movie. I enjoyed it. I would recommend, if you're a Queen fan, to go see it. We don't get a lot of movies like this anymore. And it was just like, it felt nice. I enjoyed it. There was funny bits with it, but the way that they presented, and also I keep seeing is all this stuff about, like, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen doing his version. It was like, that would have been such a different movie to this. And I'm really glad they kept it mainstream. They kept it simple. They kept it in line. And I think they did a very good job of showing Queen, of why they were so popular during that period.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they really just kind of did a tribute to their songs, to their rise, to their fans, which is what the movie going public wanted. It's not what the critics wanted. But yeah, it sounds like this, if you are a fan of Queen, you should go and see this. And sorry, I want to go way off topic here for just one second here. Going back to the beginning of the podcast, you were talking about how you had this bus trip and the only tape on it. Sorry, that reminded me of a book, very quickly, of a book called Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. And there is an ongoing joke in the book where any tape that is left in a car for more than 3 weeks will somehow magically become the greatest hits of Queen. And it's just this running gag through this book, which incidentally is a fantastic book. I think it's getting converted into an Amazon television series either next year or maybe 2020. Anyway, sorry, that popped into my head when you were talking about this school trip or whatever that you had with the... I was like, oh man, you got hit by Good Omens so bad. Anyway, anyway, I think the moral of the story, getting back to the movie itself, is... don't always trust the critics. The critics are in there for their own reasons, and their reasons are different from yours. And I think we're going to talk about this again with Venom in another episode this week. I haven't seen it, and we'll talk about it in that episode. But again, everyone I talk to, it's like, oh, no, the critics are wrong. This movie is fantastic. But it's sitting with like a 20-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes. So.
Yeah, it's very odd at the minute. There's like this kind of weird thing of, but this moment, Bohemian Rhapsody, it's like, it's a good movie and I enjoyed it. And you go in there and it's very spaced. I mean, they have all the big hits in there and they play them quite a lot. I mean, each one is played like almost properly. And, you know, you feel like you are hearing the music and it's not like, oh, well, here we go. It's like, the bit they do for Live Aid, it might be about 20 minutes of them just like recreating Live Aid, but it works. It just, you know, you enjoy it because, again, if you like the music and you like the presentation, that it's just like watching greatest hits kind of thing, but it works. And I think that's the key thing, really.
Yeah, and I think to a certain degree, I'm just kind of guessing here, a lot of these performances that they're recreating, Live Aid and then the smaller ones that lead up to it, this is the only chance people are going to get to see Queen in high definition with a proper, like, 7.1 Dolby sound system, because, you know, the old stuff, you can't go back and re-record it. It happened, it's done, and they only had the technology available at the time. So even if it's not really Freddie Mercury, even if it's Rami Malek, This is a way to see Queen in high definition with a full surround sound, like feel it in your bone sound system.
Yeah. One of the things I really, and I didn't know this until after I saw it, was Mike Myers is in it as and does a cameo, and he plays as, and I didn't recognize him with all the makeup and stuff on, and he does this line about no one's ever gonna sit there in a car and nod their head and like be nodding their head to this. Of course, like now afterwards, like, you know, it's such a iconic scene, and it's like the fact that they even got him in to say that line in, you know, and it's like, you know, that was just thing like that of acknowledging the fact that, you know, I mean, Wayne's World. I was a 12, 13 year old kid when Wayne's World came out. That and that movie song went to number one because of Wayne's World. And that whole thing is so ingrained, I think, with me being a teenager. It kind of was just what I grew up on.
Yeah. And I think looking back, I think other than We Will Rock You, which of course you would have heard at any sporting event ever. I think the Bohemian Rhapsody was the first song I ever heard from Queen because of that movie, the Mike Myers movie.
Yeah. But no, it's definitely, I really enjoyed it. But as I said, I am a big Queen fan. I did like it. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And really just enjoyed it. And it was something of when you come out of a cinema and it was like uplifting. So it was also, I'll be honest, it was actually quite nice watching something completely different. And this is where I'm really liking where Disney's going to be going with having the Fox movies. I think it's going to be delivering us a lot more different quality stuff and a little bit more adult orientated stuff. I'm looking forward to like The Widows, and there's a few movies and stuff now, and it's quite nice to suddenly now be looking at Disney have kind of got, they're getting back this, their adult movies, because there was a lot of great movies that they've released in the past under different brands. Things like Con Air, Face Off, The Rock. As just ones that instantly come off the top of my head, that they did some great movies, but that kind of drifted off during the noughties. They didn't do it so much. And now it's, with Fox coming back in, this would be a great way for them to kind of come back and start delivering some great movies for us adults.
Yeah, which don't have to bear the Disney brand. Yeah. I mean, it'll be in the, like, in the bottom right corner, Disney company or something like that, but it, you know, it's not right in your face. And I have to admit, ending this up, I wasn't planning on seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, but I think you might have, or well, not in theaters. I was going to pick it up on like Redbox or something, but I think that you have convinced me. Probably not like anytime soon, probably a couple of weeks from now, but I think I should get the proper experience and watch this in a theater with a full 7.1 sound system.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I'd love to know what you guys are thinking at home. If you've been and seen it, let us know in the comments below. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later.